Welcome back to SpaceX Daily. Today, we're diving into a topic that's raising eyebrows and sparking debate: the regulatory hurdles SpaceX faces, particularly regarding environmental impact assessments.
It's a fascinating clash between the drive for space exploration and the need for environmental responsibility. Elon Musk has been very vocal about what he perceives as overregulation, highlighting some rather bizarre anecdotes.
Right? Like the claim that SpaceX was asked to analyze the probability of a Starship hitting a shark during splashdown, or the even more outlandish requirement of conducting sonic boom experiments on seals.
It seems almost comical, but these stories underscore a serious point. While environmental assessments are crucial, the methods and rationale behind some requirements seem questionable. Musk argues that existing data, such as the thriving seal population despite years of launches, should speak for itself.
It raises the question, are these regulations truly protecting the environment, or are they unnecessarily hindering progress? Is there a risk of bureaucracy stifling innovation? Musk clearly thinks so, even calling for a change in leadership based on these experiences.
It's a delicate balance. On one hand, we can't ignore the potential environmental impact of space exploration. On the other hand, overly cautious or seemingly arbitrary regulations could impede progress and innovation. Finding that middle ground is essential.
This brings us to another concern surrounding SpaceX's ambitions: the sheer number of satellites they plan to launch for the Starlink network.
Ah, yes, the Starlink controversy. It's a classic example of a technological advancement with potentially significant downsides. Musk wants to launch nearly 30,000 more satellites on top of the thousands already in orbit. While this could revolutionize global internet access, it's causing serious concerns for astronomers.
Exactly. They argue that the increasing number of satellites, especially at low Earth orbit, is creating light pollution and interfering with radio astronomy. It's getting harder to observe the cosmos without these artificial streaks and signals.
It's a valid concern. Imagine trying to study a distant galaxy, only to have your view constantly obscured by a passing satellite, or trying to detect faint radio signals from a black hole, but all you're picking up is interference from a Starlink constellation.
The International Astronomical Union is working with SpaceX to find solutions, like making the satellites less reflective and coordinating their orbits to minimize interference. But it's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Indeed. It boils down to finding a balance between technological advancement and preserving our ability to study the universe. Can we have both ubiquitous internet access and a clear view of the cosmos? That's the million-dollar question.
Speaking of complex issues, the recent Starliner mission has really thrown a wrench into Boeing's plans. A crewed return being scrubbed is a massive setback, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's a tough pill to swallow for Boeing, especially after so many delays and setbacks. This was supposed to be their comeback moment, proving that Starliner is a viable competitor to SpaceX's Dragon. Instead, it raises serious questions about the spacecraft's reliability and Boeing's ability to deliver on its promises.
And the financial implications can't be ignored either. Boeing has already poured billions into this program, and each delay adds to the cost. At what point does it become too expensive to justify, even for a company like Boeing?
That's the billion-dollar question, literally. It's not just about the money, though. Boeing's reputation has taken a hit, and they're losing ground to SpaceX in the commercial crew race. NASA's decision to extend its contract with SpaceX for crew and cargo transport through 2025 speaks volumes.
It seems like NASA is hedging its bets, and understandably so. They need a reliable way to get astronauts to and from the ISS. And right now, SpaceX is the only game in town.
It's a tough situation all around. While I don't think this is the end of Starliner, Boeing has a steep uphill climb ahead. They need to conduct a thorough investigation, identify the root causes of these technical issues, and convince NASA that they have a handle on things. Otherwise, Starliner risks becoming another costly footnote in the history of spaceflight.
Speaking of bold moves, did you see this story about a Nigerian computer science grad who sent his CV directly to Elon Musk on X? He's hoping to land a job at SpaceX.
Yeah, that's certainly one way to get noticed. It's a long shot, no doubt, but you have to admire his ambition. His profile does highlight some solid front-end development experience with React and TypeScript, which are in high demand these days.
Right? And while landing a job at SpaceX might be a moonshot, this kind of initiative could get him noticed by other tech companies. It's like sending a message in a bottle. You never know who might find it.
Exactly. It's about putting yourself out there and showing potential employers that you're not afraid to take risks and dream big. Plus, it sparks conversation, like we're having now, about the job market and the pursuit of opportunities.
This reminds me of another story about Musk that's been making the rounds. Apparently, his companies have been under a lot of scrutiny, facing at least 20 federal investigations and reviews in recent years.
Oh, really? Which companies are we talking about, and what are they being investigated for?
It seems like Tesla and SpaceX are getting the lion's share of attention, mainly from regulatory bodies like the Department of Transportation, EPA, and even the SEC for Tesla.
That's a pretty wide range of agencies. It sounds like they're really under the microscope. What's behind all this scrutiny?
Well, some argue it's simply a matter of Musk's companies pushing the boundaries in industries with strict regulations. Space travel, electric vehicles, even AI, these are all areas where governments are still figuring out the rules of the road.
That's true. But then there's also the fact that Musk himself is a very outspoken and often controversial figure. He's not afraid to criticize government agencies or policies he disagrees with.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting. Musk has actually proposed heading a government efficiency commission under a potential second Trump administration. He wants to cut bureaucratic waste.
That's quite ironic, considering the amount of government oversight his companies are facing. Some might see that as a conflict of interest.
Absolutely. It raises questions about whether he's genuinely interested in streamlining government or if he's more focused on reducing regulations that impact his own businesses. Speaking of regulatory hurdles, it seems Starlink is facing a different kind of challenge in Nigeria. A businessman there publicly announced he's ditching his Starlink connection for Airtel 5G.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Starlink usually markets itself as a solution for underserved areas, particularly where traditional internet infrastructure struggles. What happened?
Well, according to this user, his Starlink connection goes down whenever it rains. Plus, he's unhappy about a recent price hike that essentially doubled his monthly fee.
Ah, the classic rain fade issue with satellite internet. It's a tough one to solve, as even minor atmospheric disturbances can disrupt the signal. As for the pricing, Starlink has been adjusting its fees globally, but a 100% increase is definitely going to raise eyebrows.
It certainly seems to have backfired in this case. This user even pointed out that he finds Airtel's 5G service to be more reliable and significantly cheaper. It highlights the challenges of building a truly global internet service. Local competition can be fierce, and technical limitations remain even with cutting-edge technology.
So SpaceX is on track to shatter its own launch record set just last year, 72 launches in 2023, and they're poised to surpass that with months to spare in 2024. It's incredible to see this cadence becoming almost routine.
It really speaks to the reusability factor they've achieved with the Falcon 9. And with Florida Today highlighting prime viewing locations for tonight's potential launch, it seems spaceflight is becoming increasingly ingrained in the local culture there.
Absolutely. It's no longer just a spectacle. It's practically a regular occurrence for residents. Though I imagine the novelty of a rumbling sky and nighttime launches hasn't worn off completely.
I doubt it. That's all the time we have for today. For more on this story and other space news, visit us at spacexdaily.com. Until next time, keep looking up.